Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spending a few minutes now with University of Pennsylvania wide receiver Justin Watson, or winding down a career for the ages. Final game will be Saturday against Cornell. And I guess first question, does that seem possible that this is all coming to an end here this weekend?
Yeah, I think this week it's starting to feel real. You know, everything's the last Tuesday practice, you know, the last team lift. And we're definitely making the most of it. And you can tell the seniors come out here with the energy, making the most of all these practices. And the guys are, feeding off that.
If I talk to you four and a half years ago before you come here, and I tell you you're going to be a part of two Ivy title teams, you're going to literally set every record in the receiving books, would you have thought that possible?
I would have thought it was possible. You know, that was a goal in the back of my head, especially championships. But I'm just really grateful that I've been put in this opportunity to have such success, and being surrounded by such great coaching staff and teammates. So it's it would have been. Yeah, I'm not sure what I would have thought if you said it 4 years ago, but I'm sure happy and blessed that it did.
You made an impact as a freshman, which I think is tough sometimes for receivers at this level. Did you anticipate being able to step in and have that big of a role?
My high school coach told me when I was coming in, and I say it to every freshman receiver, if you come in, be so good that they have to play you. And that was kind of my mentality, was just control the situations I have, and every opportunity to make the most of it. And that's why I tell every young guy, you're not going to get as many opportunities as a senior when you're a freshman, but you just got to make the most of every opportunity. And I've been kind of trying to take that same stance throughout my career.
What was the biggest adjustment for you coming to college? Because it's one thing to be playing football at this level, but the academic load at a school like Penn, what was the biggest challenge?
I really think it's just the speed of the game and grasping a different type of playbook and just a different style of play. Every route you run in high school is now 5 yards deeper in college. So it was tough, just getting used to, you go from high school, you might play one or two guys, or to go in Division I, and you come here and, everyone's a Division I athlete. Everyone was the best player from their high school. So it's, the level of competition's is definitely steep, but, you just got to come in, understand you're a good player too, and, just go to work.
One of the things watching all the games this year, there are so many plays where everyone in the stadium knows you're going to get the ball. The team sends two guys, maybe with safety help, and you still make a play. How satisfying is that to have all that hard work and then all that attention and to still be able to come through?
Yeah, it's that's what you dream about, as a kid, and when you're laying up, on Friday nights in the off season, that's all you think about is, making a play for your team in the clutch. And when it gets in one of those situations when, everyone's counting on you, it doesn't matter what look the defense is giving you. You just know you have to go out there and make a play. So, yeah, that's what I, try to do. It doesn't matter what the defense is doing. It doesn't matter what the pass looks like, what the protection looks like. You just have to make a play.
Was there a certain point in your career when you realized how much extra attention you were getting? Because, kids come in as freshmen and, teams game plan, but maybe you don't. Was there a moment when you're like, whoa, they're really paying attention to everywhere I line up and everything?
I think there might have been a time last year, early in the season, I was pretty frustrated. Just we had lost a couple games, and I felt like it was partially my fault because I didn't have the numbers that I usually have in games. And our offensive coordinator pulled me aside and said, some of it you can control, some of it you can't. Just keep going out there every play and make the most of what the defense gives you.
I know the two Ivy titles are what mean the most to you, but of all the records and accolades, is there one that you kind of look at and you're like, wow, that's something I'm really going to take with me?
All the receiving yardage ones and the touchdowns, those are cool. I remember coming in as a recruit, as a senior in high school right after I committed, and seeing the balls that we have in there that have all the records for receiving yardage and touchdowns. And at the time it seemed like, such a crazy number to have, but it's cool looking back that I'll be a guy that has my name hanging up and the guy that people talk about for a while around here.
And do you take a moment to take a step back and realize the impact you've had on the program, or do you think that's something for down the road when this is all settled and done and you can kind of take a deep breath and go, wow?
Yeah, I think that's definitely something I look at after my career. Right now I'm just trying to lead these guys to another Ivy League win and finish the season the right way. But yeah, it's been a blessing. You know, this program's built on tradition and history, and to be a small part of that's, you know, truly an honor.
What will you miss most when it's all over here at Penn?
I think just coming down here and seeing your best friends, and whether it's in the weight room or out on the practice field, you know, I spend 4 or 5 hours a day with, you know, my best friends in the world. So I'll definitely miss seeing those guys all the time, but I'm sure that, you know, we'll stay close throughout the spring and for the rest of our lives.
And I know that the focus is Saturday, but past that, I know NFL scouts have given you a lot of look, and I know you kind of got a peek at what it's like last year catching for Alec. How much are you looking forward to taking that run at the NFL?
Yeah, like you said, you know, first and most important thing with me is just getting this win and sending this program, you know, back on that championship path heading into the off season. But you know, I'm excited. Just it's been a cool year that, you know, scouts been coming through and younger guys been able to see that and see that it's possible to, you know, have a career for yourself in the NFL coming out of the Ivy League. So yeah, you know, just excited to keep, you know, representing Penn and keep representing the Ivy League, you know, in the future.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.